now. Here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Yes.
Ticket for Rip.
Thank you, Dez. At 2:55, only on Inside Edition, here's Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith and Security brings you Old Dan.
Thank you, Mino Haskinen.
One typo. One time.
Now, let's say hello to the hardline. I've seen... What?
I just think we have a bit of a confusion on our hands here.
Oh, well, we got our signals crossed.
No, leave paper towel there.
Oh, yeah. Put it in front of the mic.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Because I have a pic. I'm going to take a picture of today's hardline. I have in studio.
Here, hang on.
It's Corby.
Corby
now,
Davidson.
Mike Reiner, I know he's around. I've seen him puttering through the hallways. I said hello to him.
He went downstairs.
Let me just say hello to the hardline, Mike Reiner and Corby the Snake Davidson.
Mike? Corby.
Both Snake and Ryan.
It's Reiner. Corby.
From what I understand, you guys are going to be broadcasting from the plaza, the AT&T Plaza, right?
I thought we were on the ice.
At the American Airlines Center, outside the American Airlines Center.
Why
getting
they ever
geared
put us
up
on the
for
ice?
Hockey. Now, generally, when we do this kind of thing, we say, hey, you guys do this segment in studio, and then you can go down there.
Mm-hmm. Mike broke the law.
Let's say hello to Mike Reiner. Mike, do you read me? Over. Oh.
He doesn't know he's on.
Mike, are you on? Do you hear us? All right, I hear something going on.
You're looking fine, girl.
See what I got here?
Certificate of Achievement. Oh, I haven't done that yet. When's that due?
The Workplace Harassment Prevention from Employees, I have achieved the course.
Did you do it or did you have your daughter do it?
He had to take it a second time.
The 30th of April.
We had our interns do it.
He missed every question the first time.
You can't have your intern do it because at the beginning they make you solemnly swear that no one else is doing this except you. And I would never have thought of having our intern do it.
I wonder if my third grader could pass that.
Why don't you do it together?
Only one way to find out.
Well, today is Monday, April 15th, the 105th day of the year. 260 days remain in 2019. We're going to guess Mike is on his way up.
By the way, Dan.
But I can't assure you.
I just got an email.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Probably not yet.
So he just doesn't know we're on? Is it feeding to him?
Yeah, it should be.
All right, go ahead, Corby.
Hey, Mike.
God. He's unbelievable.
Finish your funny story.
He really is unbelievable.
This is great.
Go ahead.
I just got an email confirming that my Howler Brothers hybrid shorts, two pair, have been shipped to my house.
That's the kind of shorts you were telling me that you showed me last year you liked them.
I love them.
And they look very light, very airy.
As they say.
Because that's a very hot area down there.
You can get in the water and out of the water, and nobody will know the difference.
That's great. Just great.
I always want the threat of being able to go in the water.
So on this day... Wow. It's a bunch of tragedy on this day. Let's start on this day is the day that the Titanic actually sunk.
Mm. Well, that's why Mike's not up here.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Mike. Didn't want to have to bring that up.
Did you see the... Like, there was a Dewey versus Truman moment for the press back then. A couple of newspapers said, Titanic sinks, but everyone is saved.
I have not.
We had one of those moments today earlier.
Uh-oh.
We're going to keep it off air, though.
Was it one of those, would you believe that Banny Rooster...
It was something weird.
I did not say, rest assured, no baby dies in this story, only to find out two paragraphs later...
No, you gave good news.
You've done that before!
You, gentlemen.
No, I'm saying
you
I
gave
did
good
do that.
Banny Rooster has decided to go with Patton again in a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth at 2-2. Or is this a replay?
I cannot tell you how many times I used the line, would it surprise you gentlemen to learn this weekend?
Did you see that I tweeted something very similar from a text thread that my friends were on?
I did not.
So one of my dumb friends is watching baseball. And I got a text thread with two of them.
While Tiger's on?
No. This was a week ago or something like that. Okay. And it was something of the effect of...
Then it's okay. I'll allow it.
What's Leclerc's about to blow it again.
I see it here.
Yeah. And I'm like, And then he knew. He was like, did I just pull a Danny? I'm like, yeah, you did.
All right, so what's the best tragedy? Ready? Titanic on this day in 1912.
Yep.
On this day in 1989, 96 people die in a crush of soccer fans at Hillsborough Stadium in England.
But as you said, it's just soccer fans.
But it was just soccer fans.
Open tomorrow?
Or on this day in 2013, this is a bombing at the Boston Marathon Day.
Oh, my God. Wow. What am I supposed to rank?
Joe Carson and I have.
Your best.
The DC.
There's the suspect.
Your favorite.
Joe Carson, I have.
Or which one is the.
Joe Carson and I have.
Also, Abe Lincoln died on this day.
That's gold. Well, that was.
This is after being shot the night before. So,
you know that Lincoln was Jewish.
I don't think.
He was shot. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You can ask the question.
No, go ahead.
Why was he Jewish?
He was shot in the temple.
Well, you're getting booed.
Okay, all right.
A very Jew-looking delegate.
All right.
June. He said June.
June. Yeah, playoffs. Remember Delly?
Sorry.
He's back. He's a Cav.
Forever. He'll be a Cav forever.
Cavs. They replaced that big giant LeBron mural with a...
Della Vadova.
Yeah.
Let's check in on Mike.
The Air Ranger.
All right. We go back downstairs and here's Mike Reiner.
And anyway, my wife came up with the name of the ticket.
Now, we're not married anymore. Okay, don't get me wrong.
We got the paper towels.
That's right.
And they've both not watched Game of Thrones.
But they did watch the Rangers.
I didn't watch Thrones yet.
Ooh.
Bad guy.
I just want it to be closer to when I talk about it. I feel like I need to have it in my brain because I forget about things.
Was he hard?
What'd you say?
Was he hard?
Oh, no.
Was hee-haw on?
P1 birthdays start with Dear Bracket Dan. It is my 38th birthday. Bob is my leader. I'd like to hear a drop of him agreeing with the Hoff.
Mm.
Or hear Greg Norm Hoffman? And Mary buying pants.
Hmm.
All right. Here's some photos. That's Casey Johnson. Yeah, just keep him up. Dan, you and Mike are my leaders.
Like, does he look at the clock, too? Like, that's weird.
He said he can't hear the station down there.
Fun fact, Fahey
so he just stays down there.
Now.
He stays down. It's a one-minute trip up here.
I turned 30 yesterday. Here's a picture of my woman. This is from Dan. Please ask Line 4 Guy for a joke.
Ooh, Line 4 Guy, a Monday joke.
He's 0 for 1 already.
Oh.
Also, my birth to my son, Cameron Kelly.
Cam.
Let's get to 500.
Would like to hear Tickle Me TC.
Cam.
Oh, my gosh. Daughter.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh, no. You guys go ahead whenever you're done. After discovering her young daughter playing doctor with the neighbor's boy, angry mother grabbed the boy by the ear and dragged him to his house and confronted his mother. Well, the mother said it's only natural for young boys and girls to explore their sexuality by playing doctor at her age, said the boy's mother. Sexuality, my ass, the other mother said. He took out her appendix.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, thanks. Did I up the average there?
Yes, you were leveled up.
Stinky, Jake, or whatever your name is.
Nick Klein. Happy birthday to my smoking hot wife, Jenna Klein. We have the birthday of Aaron Crane.
Can we be the judge of that? The smoking hot portion? Unnecessary commentary? Did they send a photo?
I think he just wants his wife to know publicly that he thinks she's smoking hot, just like Magic Johnson wants Russ Westbrook to know publicly that he thought he had a good game.
Does anybody ever say that? Like, if I'm talking to you, Jake, and you're like, yeah, my wife, by the way, smoking hot.
You know who does? Guy who's on Wife 2 and wants to let everybody know that his wife is in the 20s or in her 20s. And
I'm always...
He's on to something.
Isn't it uncomfortable when someone says, hey, bro, you really married up?
Yeah.
Because they're really then saying, hey, your wife is so hot.
Which basically just means, hey,
I would love to
really
be
want to sleep with
her,
your wife.
Maybe in her.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Maybe both of us.
I don't care.
Boy, you really married up, huh?
Yeah, take it.
I know.
Make a run.
Please, dude. Please, just make it easy on me. Like, please,
make me look like the good guy.
How about in my bed? So, yeah, she's really feeling guilty then when I catch her. And then I'll feign anger.
No.
Like, oh, my, I am in so the, mad. You are
in our bed. How
in
could
here
you?
With my wife. How could you? I can't be married anymore.
Look,
now.
I drew these papers up 12 years ago. Just
I know. <it's, laughs>
Even now with the kids home,
yellowed.
Who you walk in with to make sure they see it.
Don't
disgusting.
Worry, we'll
right.
The, oh.
Please do it in my bed. Everything. It would make it so much easier.
It's just so gross. You and you, sir.
Noah Collins.
How could you?
Noah Collins is 10. He's from Longview. My P1 daughter, Bailey Barksdale, is 25.
Probably hot. That's a hot name.
This is from Pamela Reese. Now, I am not going to comment on the hotness of your daughter, Pamela.
Mike, I'm sorry. Your seat is taken. There is a fresh roll of paper towels here.
Oh, your seat. I thought you said your seed.
Just move you over there to the side, little buddy.
The ticket would like to welcome into the studios the man without whom we would all be paper towels, right? Does that make sense? We
Not
wouldn't be
really,
here.
No.
Here he is, Mike Reiner.
Mike.
He's
Mike,
made it.
Mike.
Yeah, you'd be paper
Mike,
towels.
Mike.
It's Mike. Mike.
If it wasn't for Mike.
I was downstairs, man.
We heard you.
We could hear you.
Oh, really?
Why were you talking back to us?
I couldn't hear you.
Why didn't you come back?
I did.
No, like an hour later.
I kept thinking that it was going to get squared away. Then all of a sudden,
a
button would get pushed and it would all be normal. But no.
So you
thought, you're right. That is my problem.
Today was the day we were going to start like prepping things and being ready to go on the air.
Man, I don't know why I would have thought that.
Must be this whole Stars Predators thing just as in your kitchen.
Let's go Preds. I really don't know why I thought today would have been that day, Mr. Dan.
In birthday news, Mike, I'm going to make you feel better because I have a big birthday for you. You're going to love it. Jeremy Burnett, that's not it. He's 50. Cooper is 63.
Baseball.
You guys guess which is the one. Jason Sehorn is 48.
You're married to Angie Harmon. Or
local
was.
Guy?
She is. Here? She is. Then they got divorced.
Is he a Ranger?
No, he was a football player.
They got
player.
Divorced?
Angie Harmon?
Yeah.
And
Seymour?
Yeah, they did.
I know. I had those kids.
Man, I thought they were going to be the ones.
Yeah, I thought they were going to make it. Corby Ed O'Brien is 51.
That's Radiohead.
Patrick Carney is 39.
Wearing the shirt, the Black Keys.
Jake,
Chris Stapleton is 41.
Have you seen Bill Geiger recently?
He's in the room,
Doesn't
Danny.
Doesn't Patrick Carney have beef with Jack White? So how are you able to work that out?
Emma Watson is 29.
I think it's more the other guy, Dan Arbuck. But either way, yeah.
Tough.
I don't promote. I don't wear my Black Keys shirt at the Third Man Records party.
Have any of those names stood out yet as ones that Mike would be particularly interested in? I don't think so. Let me just keep going down the list here.
Octomom.
What is Octomom's real name, Mike? Go.
I don't know. She's Octomom to me.
Salta.
Oh, Salta.
Seika is 64.
All right.
Oh, I think I hit it. I think that's the one we were looking for.
Yep. I think you did, Mr. Dan.
Seika. Or Mike, don't you call her Seika?
Yeah.
Salta.
Salta is 64. 64, Mike, without looking it up right now, yes or no, would you?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
No doubt.
S-E-K-A.
Also known as the Platinum Princess of Porn.
And our feature
She's
sport...
a little big right now, Mike.
Our feature
You know, there are some of us who say a little heft is not necessarily such a bad thing, line four guy.
I'm among them.
I don't think you are.
Proportional.
I don't think you are.
All right, Mike, there you go. There's Sika.
And down the gauntlet.
You would that?
You bet.
God. I don't even have to look.
I would.
Dude.
I can tell you I'm in.
All right, here. Look.
Go for it.
No!
Sure, of course.
You're going to learn so much.
Oh, God.
That's what it's about.
Not only would I go for it, I would think I've done all right for myself.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, Pete Rose, 78?
Is he still married to that?
Separable.
That
Jake? Loretta Lynn is 87?
Oh, Booker. I know you love Loretta Lynn.
Kiana Kim?
You love your country music.
I loved her on MASH.
That's Loretta Swit.
Oh.
And our feature sports Shit. Birthday of the day.
They all look the same to me.
Will you go back and tell Mike what day it is, what sunk on this day, so he can get his head right?
That's going to hurt him. It's Titanic Day, Mike.
Is that why you wouldn't go on the air?
You refuse to be here for Titanic Talk?
I believe I'm here on the air right now, so, you know... I'm ready.
Our feature sports birthday of today.
Is your heart sinking right now?
No, no.
Just like the ship?
By this one
I think it's
really
going to be a
bit.
Hard fart.
Yeah.
24 years old. Baker Mayfield.
Yes!
Woke up feeling dangerous.
The Bake Show.
Man. Hey, will you split season tickets with me?
Yes.
We fly up there on Sunday morning.
Yes. Every week we'll go, and then we'll have first dibs at playoff and Super Bowl tickets.
Bingo.
There you go.
Done. But it has to be a suite. Let's buy a suite.
And but then, Jake, will you split Cardinals season tickets with me?
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling
absolutely. What's your bet? It was 100 to win.
1,500. 15 to 1. Okay. I should have put 100,000 on it. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Speaking of bets, Speaking of bets, who won that Masters bet?
I did. I'm the mustache guy. I get to wear a mustache.
Very exciting.
So confusing.
Now, here are the deads. Born on this day, now dead. Elizabeth Montgomery. Dodie Al-Fayed. And Mike, Roy Clark.
Joe Garsonaev.
Anybody know who Roy Clark is?
Hee-haw.
I believe he was on Hee Haw.
Was Hee Haw?
No,
was
he on? Was on Hee Haw.
Was yes, Hee Haw was on. He was on Hee Haw.
He was on Hee Haw.
Was Hee Haw on?
Will you say that
for him to be on Hee Haw?
He's on Hee Haw.
Dead on this day, still dead. We have Abe Lincoln. We have a lot of people from the Titanic.
He's on Hee Haw.
So what? Leo DiCaprio, I believe, died on this day, still dead. Hold on, real quick. Dead on this day, still dead. R. Lee Ermey.
Whoa. Ooh. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Byron Whizzer White.
Oh, that's a Heisman Trophy winner from Colorado.
And
Baker
Pol Pot.
Oh.
Ooh. Very underrated.
Which I believe.
And you're done.
Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Bye, Felicia.
Is our time?
No, Mike. Mike, if
he's on a different mic, let me pull him up. We haven't checked. We haven't tested. This is fun.
What, Mike? Come up here.
Nope.
Mike.
Don't yell at him,
dude.
It's not helping.
Why did he go down there?
You're asking me why he did something. Mike, you got us?
Mike, if you can hear us, come back up here. There's a reason they're working on things.
Why did you go back down?
He's not responding.
I'm hoping that it's like he's on a mountainside that he can't talk to us, but he can hear me.
Be careful on your way down.
Or up.
Or up.
There's bad people out there. He's unreal.
He's your friend.
It's unreal.
He's your friend.
That was anyway, good e-news, dude.
Well, we'll do that here in a little bit. All right. Well, it is Monday, and it is the Monday of Tiger. And we got about 14 segments concerning Tiger Woods. Is it not amazing his hairline right now, by the way?
Who, Tiger's?
Yeah.
I never understood that the people with the most money that could do something about that don't.
Because...
And he won't just shave it.
No.
It's in that hair, middle-aged man purgatory.
Do all golfers have bad hair? Jordan Spieth...
You named two.
Okay, well, name one with good hair.
Could you hear me yelling at you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What are you doing going down there?
Well, I thought...
Oh, boy.
We were doing the show from down there.
It's not working. That's why we're waiting.
Okay, somebody should have told me this.
Well, that's why you came
God
back
almighty.
Up. That's why you came back up here, because
it
wasn't working.
It was just a momentary thing that they were going to get fixed.
No!
This is fun.
You never do that. You never...
You tell me we're going to do the show from down there. I think it's just a momentary thing. It's all been checked out. It's not working right now. It will be in just a bit. Nobody told me nothing about this.
Use your head.
Use yours.
Use Good your comeback. Head. It ain't working.
It will.
At some point it will. Yeah. But in the meantime, just stay up here.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. We'll have a lot of fun. To your point, though. Not all golfers have bad hair. Some of them have good hair, but I get what you're saying. Tiger has weird hair. Jordan has weird hair. Brooks Koepka has glorious hair.
It's just heredity, man. Yeah. Genes.
Yeah.
You get what you get.
Yep. All right, you all right over there?
No! Sons of bitches.
I didn't do anything.
We just stayed up here. We were very patient. You're the one having to take extra elevator rides.
Somebody should have told me. That's all I'm saying.
Who?
I don't know.
So.
Who should have told you?
I don't know. Apparently you got the message. I didn't.
I didn't get any message. I just knew it wasn't working and was smart enough to stay up here.
You found yourself smart enough.
Yes. It wasn't that hard to figure out. I didn't need nobody to tell me. Was there an engineer working down there the second time?
No, there were a couple who came down there when I was down there earlier.
Okay. Did they tell you, hey,
no,
everything's good?
Didn't tell me nothing.
But you didn't ask?
I just assumed that everything was all right.
Man.
Or that it was going to be all right. But that's a very erroneous assumption around here.
See how relaxed we are up here?
God. It's awful.
I feel completely free of stress.
Like my heart is barely beating.
Well, mine's not.
My blood pressure is perfect.
It is. It's unbelievable.
Especially for a man my age.
Yeah, it's true. By the way, I need to get your doctor's name.
For real?
Yeah.
You need a doc?
Yeah, I need a new one.
What happened to yours?
She left.
Well, my original doctor that I started on when I first started working here in 99,
mm-hmm.
he retired 5 years back. So, but I'm still in the same office, and I love my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a guy. Or a gal. I don't care.
And he's in network.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's rare.
Yeah.
Did he get his medical license in Cuba?
No, but he is incredibly handsome.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Thumb up.
It'll do that anymore, bruh.
But would you?
Yeah, he has before.
Yeah, they all have.
But I mean...
He sent me a card telling me how much he enjoyed it.
Would you like for fun?
I'm fine with that.
By the way, now that is fully
You don't have to do that anymore at all if you don't want to.
You can do Cologuard every 3 years for the rest of your life, unless something comes up where they feel like you need to do a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And now for prostate, it's all in your blood work.
Doesn't Cologuard sound like a cereal?
It doesn't look like one. And you box it up and take it to the post office, which is also an incredibly awkward
Here
scenario.
You go.
Anybody got anything already pre-stamped and postage paid? Yep. Here's my box of doo-doo. Thank you. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So,
all right, go ahead. Yeah,
what's coming on the show next on your mind?
A lot of golf.
No. The next segment.
Oh, the next segment? Okay, how about a stirring Rangers comeback yesterday next?
Yes. Not really excited about any of this.
What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind? Everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind. Let's all gather around the fire and open up a bottle of wine. Because everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind.
You are my whore.
Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Vaughn Lane.
Why are you up there now?
Because I had to do a live spot, and I didn't have time to get back down there. That's why.
It's all working down here, man. Why aren't you down here?
Because I'm here.
Well, come on down here. The Stars got a playoff game, and we're supposed to be down here.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think I'll just stay up here today.
I bet we can hook up a wireless and put you in the men's room on the toilet.
I don't need to go to the toilet.
Well, I mean, it's a nice place to sit. It's comfortable.
It is comfortable.
I need to feed my penis.
What the hell does that mean?
Actually, I think I'm perfectly capable from doing it right in here in the nurturing biosphere of the mothership where we normally do it from.
In case you have an accident, then you'll wish you had
taken Danny
gone with
up.
My idea.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to have an accident.
Do we ever think we're going to have an accident? That's why it's called an accident.
That's true. You never can forecast these things.
It is. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to bet heavily, like some of those guys did on golf yesterday, that I'm not going to have one.
And since it's the Game of Thrones premiere, you sitting on your toilet, you could act like that you were king of your own domain.
Yeah, yes. I'll put some swords behind you.
That I was on the Iron Throne.
Mm-hmm. Some wine.
Yeah. Give you a roasted chicken to gnaw on.